Good afternoon, brethren. Happy Sabbath. Boy, I got up this morning thinking I've only got one windshield wiper, and it's the driver's side, and I'm going to be driving in the rain. I took my wife's car anyway, but what a beautiful day it was. It is. Looking out over there, and I'm sure they all see us. They see me right now anyway from webcast land. I'd like to say a welcome to you also, and any of the visitors that are among us, welcome to you. Seems like, I've got to tell a little story. Seems like every time I give a sermonette, for some reason, I get ready to print my sermonette and I ran out of ink. It's just amazing. Now I know, go get two sets of ink. So anyhow, the other day, I ran out of ink. So I go up to Staples. It's about 7 o'clock at night. I go over there, I get my ink, and I'm waiting in line, and I hear this big commotion behind me, and there's some homeless guy running out the store, waving himself like this, and I don't know if many of you have gone to Staples, and you know how you go out through the little door, and then there's another outside door. So he's just waving and just going on, and a couple of them, the work employees at Staples, were following. I think they're trying to catch him because he just took something out of the store. So this happened so fast, and I'm thinking, that guy's a lot bigger than that little Staples guy that chased him. It's like, am I going to have to get involved in trying to help apprehend this guy? You know, I've got a bum knee. I'm like getting old. I ain't like up for that kind of stuff. And what was interesting, when the guy was running out the store, he was saying some kind of demonic slurs or something. And then afterwards, the Staples guy said, yeah, you ain't right. And I'm thinking, yeah, the guy's probably got a demon. And I could just see me grabbing onto that guy, and it's like grabbing onto a tiger's tail. It was wild. But anyhow, I got to thinking on the way home, what a blessing it is, for there, by the grace of God, go I. You know, I could have been in that predicament. I could have been that guy. You know, he could have been my brother. He is my brother, when you think about it. And I got to thinking, and I was wondering about what, actually, I had a couple topics for my sermonette, and I zeroed it down from trials to not only trials, but the blessings that we have in life and how blessed we are to have what we have, to have God's knowledge, and not only his knowledge, but his truth. And we don't go around worshiping false gods that produce nothing. And, you know, what we worship brings value, and it, you know, we have treasure stored up in heaven. And so you don't have to turn there, but scripture in Ephesians 6:12 says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is, you know, this, we're going through spiritual battles every day. But then again, we're blessed to be called to be lights in the world. We get to be the light of the world. We're not running around in the darkness as we once were. The world does not know God, and they're not even mindful of him. The whole world is under the sway of the evil one. We live in a fallen world. We see evil, sorrow, and pain every day. But we're instructed to come out of the world and not be a part of it. We must live in the world, but we're admonished to be lights and examples in the sin-sick world. The message that I'm giving today, title is, Let's Count Our Blessings. We have many blessings to count. We have roofs over our heads. We have clean water to drink. We have food to eat. We go to the grocery store. If my wife sends me to the grocery store and she says, hey, Gary, why don't you go? I forgot to get mustard. Go run up and get a bottle of mustard. Well, it's going to take me 20 minutes to figure out what mustard to get because there's like 20 different kinds of mustard just in that one. And I probably would get the wrong one. So I usually have to call her and say, do you want the honey mustard, the Dijon, or, you know, it's just amazing. But then again, with our blessings comes the trials also to refine us. We all have our trials and spiritual battles. We endure health, job, and financial, and many other trials and temptations also every day. But we must look to Jesus Christ for our comfort and strength. There are blessings in our trials as God refines us so we can strive to be holy as He is holy. There are blessings in the trials. In James, you don't have to go there, I'll just read this. In James 1, 2 through 8. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let the patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Then again, I'll read this in 1 Peter 1, 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. My sister Deanne, back when I lived with her, we were both going through some major trials, and I think it was in 2 Peter. I can't remember the verse where it says, clap for joy when you're in your trials. And she put a little sticker in my Bible so I would remember. You know, we sort of laugh at it now. It's like we're clapping for our trials. We're loving our trials. Then I got to thinking about trials also, and then not only the trials, but what a blessing it is to be mindful of God. For us to have the essence and the comprehension in our mind to even be mindful of God, which is obviously a blessing from our calling. God has blessed us to have a chance to be in His first resurrection and to be kings and priests serving under Jesus Christ, who will be sitting on the throne of Jerusalem, on His throne. We really comprehend that blessing. We go to the feast every year and we hear these sermons, but do we really comprehend and take in the blessings that God's given us in this respect? We're chosen. Many are called, but the few are chosen. There are fewer here. Every time I drive to church, I don't know why I always think of this, but I'm thinking everyone's going everywhere but church. You know, it's like I'm going to church, but thousands of people are just out milling around on God's Sabbath day. Then we get into the awesomeness of God, and I'm really into the cosmos, and I like looking at the stars. It just amazes me. I look out there, and the more I study, and I'm just an amateur, but the more I study about it and read about it, it amazes me how awesome the whole universe is and the creation that God's created for us. You don't have to turn there again, but I'll read this in Psalms 147:4. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. You know, we look out into the stars and there's billions, I don't know, billions or trillions or how many ever we can see. And He knows them all. Not only did He create them and set them in their place, but He knows each and every one of them by their name. I just find that fascinating. And then I guess a few years ago, Pluto, when growing up in high school, or actually it was even in junior high, I was learning about Pluto, the little planet that's way out, the last planet in the solar system. And now science has determined that that's not even going to be a planet anymore because they've gotten past that. It's now a dwarf planet. And then between the Kuiper Belt, which is it's a donut-shaped ring of objects, and it's extends just beyond the orbit of Neptune, and it goes, which is about 30 to 50 AU from the sun, which is astronomical units. And what that means is from the Earth's distance, from the Earth to the sun, it's 55 times that. And it expands out to about 1,000 times that. So when you look out into the solar system, you look out into God's creation, and even looking at the sun and what it does and what a blessing it is, we realize that God is going to be, when we finally get to see God, he's going to shine brighter than the sun. And he also says, and here's the blessing for us, we're going to get to be shining like the sun, just like him. He's going to glorify us just as he and Jesus Christ are glorified. If you want to go ahead and turn to Matthew 13:43, it says, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Which means, do you really grasp this? This is just incredible. And then another blessing, God brings many sons to glory. He's bringing us all to the spiritual glory. In Philippians 3:20 and 21, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also clearly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Then another blessing we can think about, and I'm sure we do. What about the blessing of to be able to be called a child of God? We look in Romans, you don't have to turn there, 8:16-19. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Indeed, we suffer with him that we may also be glorified together. So we consider these sufferings today that we go through as trials, and we go through them and they refine us. But let's look to God, the Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the glory and what we have in store. And brethren, let's really, when we meditate, let's meditate and think of, you know, maybe three things a day that God really has blessed us with, even in the midst of our trials.